Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Let's say I'm trying to lurk on you. You know, see what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I can stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird. You do that?
Not anymore. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages, so no public feeds. And the money is immediately available to use with Apple Pay.
Babe, did you just send me a dollar on Apple Cash?
I just said our cash isn't content. Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped.
The scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. You may have heard that most people who are black have O blood type. O is commonly needed for emergencies, but did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help us save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. And get this. Nair, yes, Nair, the OG that I used for years, has now leveled up. And they have these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. My personal favorite, coconut oil and vitamin E because it's gentle on my skin. And down to that body cream scent, baby, rich cocoa butter and vitamin E. A modern take on indulgent and classic femininity. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So, if I'm being completely transparent, there are some days that I wish I had added some more tales to my whole memoir. Oh. Yeah.
Well, if we're being completely honest, I wish you went through a whole phase too. Damn.
Really?
Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention, we're married.
Yes, sir, we are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Deadass starts right now.
So let me take y'all back in time. 2004, my junior year of college.
That sounds so long ago now.
Junior in college. Kadeen and I had been living together in the dorms since 2002. And we were going through that point in the relationship where it's just like, dang, like, I was my first time being an All-American. I'm the man on campus. Me and Kadeen were living together every single day. I was kind of feeling myself. And I was like, yo, I'm 20 years old. I was 20 years old. So I was like, babe, we've been arguing a lot lately. We were having issues. I was like, you don't want to date nobody else. I think we should date other people. And she was just like, no. And I was just like, you sure? I said, babe, because I don't want you to ever, if we're talking about forever and we were going to ever get married, I don't want there to ever be any resentment towards each other if we don't date other people. And then Kadeen says, well, if you want to date somebody else, you can, but I don't feel like dating anybody else. I'm good here. So I was like, all right, I'm going to date somebody else. So I think it lasted about a week.
Then he came crawling back.
I had moved out of her apartment on campus and for about a week. And was talking to other people.
I love it because I'm going to tell y'all after story time. I'm going to let you finish. tell you how DeVal showed up back at my doorstep. But okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is about to be the biggest lie ever. But I left, and then after a week, we spoke every day still. And after a week, I came back.
That was anticlimactic, to say the least. I mean, DeVal. All right, karaoke time. I had to do it because, you know, this is one of my jams. Like, this is on, and I know you hate when I say this is my jam.
Sound does that old. Sound old? It's one of my jams. This one of my jams.
Why I gotta sound like I'm missing teeth?
That's how you saw this. This one of my jams.
You're go ahead, so go annoying. Ahead.
Sing one of your jams.
This is on.
Beatrice.
Rotate. Go ahead. This is on rotation on one of like my go-to playlists, right? From my girl Jasmine Sullivan. Okay. I love Jasmine Sullivan's music. However, this one in particular, all right, I can't necessarily relate to everything in it, but it just makes me feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Ready? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, my hair and my ass fake, but so what?
So what?
I get my rent paid with it, and these tits get me trips to places I can't pronounce right. He said it keeping coming if I keep my body tight. And them bitches stay mad because I'm living the life. Because I'm living the life. You know that song?
That's Mascara.
That's Mascara.
Jasmine Sullivan. I like that song. That song go hard.
It does go hard. And you hard. If you really actually look at the lyrics.
Song go hard.
I'm just like, okay, girl. Like in another verse, she's like, I ain't got a job, but so what? I don't need it when I'm getting everything I want, everything I ask for. I wear a freakum dress for daddy, and then he gives me more. Ho. I mean, I can relate now.
Ho tails.
I can ho relate tails. Now with my husband. However, I didn't really have moments like that back in the day.
No.
All right now.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. All right.
Hotels. Let's talk about it. But Mascara wasn't on Hotels.
No.
That song was before.
It was before. But right. Exactly.
Let's talk about that and Hotels.
I'm going to tell y'all how DeVal came back though. Okay. So after DeVal was gone for a week because he made it a thing where he was like, I'm going to pack up my stuff. I'm going to leave. I'm moving out. You know, I want to see other people, blah, blah,
every
blah.
Every time you tell a story.
So I was like, all right, go ahead. You know? So, he leaves and then he comes back like literally a week later. And the best part about it is that it was in the wintertime, right? So it was one of those like really cold, like Long Island, New York days, like almost blizzard because it was a lot of like wind and snow and all that. DeVal, let me tell you, shows up at my door, right? with a suitcase, right? He had his bubble coat on, but he had like a scarf wrapped around his head and like thrown over his neck.
So I was dressed like Mary J. Blige.
He literally looked like Mary J. Blige in the Not Gonna Cry video.
I had sunglasses on.
I was your lover and your secret.
I had sunglasses on and a scarf.
Working guys. Every day does of
this,
the week.
Does this even sound like anything I would do though?
That's literally how DeVal showed up at my doorstep, y'all. And at that point, I was just like, how could I not like open the door and let him back in? And then here we are.
First of all, I came back because I was hungry.
Years right? later.
When you live with a woman for 2 years.
You just wanted a meal.
When you live with a woman for 2 years now and just I making see what sure you is. Eat and stuff like that, then you go back to living in your dorm with your
now
boys.
Now I see what it is because you wanted to be out there hoeing, but you wasn't getting meals.
First of all.
You know? So, hey.
I wasn't hoeing either. I had talked to a few people, but I wasn't hoeing either. Neither one of us had a true hoe face.
No, we really didn't.
Because I could have been hoeing.
That's a fact.
I could have been hoeing.
Likewise.
Especially the years I was in the league, I could have been freaking hoeing.
I could have been hoeing too, but like a silent hoe too. Like nobody had to know that I was hoeing if that I is wanted true. Them not to know.
That is true.
You know?
So here's the thing.
Placing
here's
a label
thing.
On people as hoes.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Why? Because this is where I want to ask you the question. Why when I asked you, because now she's saying she missed her whole phase. But when I asked her, when she wanted to go through her phase and date other people, she said no. Why did you say no?
Well, that's a loaded question. But I'll start by saying this. I hate to say back in the day, because you're already telling me I was old for saying my jam. But back in the day, in our time, okay, the idea of a girl just being out there in these streets, as they would say now, it was just something that I was taught. Be it as I was raised, you know, by my parents and my mom, even just like my cousins, older family members, that just was not becoming, as my mom would
say.
It
was ladylike.
You know what I mean? It was ladylike to do those kind of things. So at that point in time, it was kind of just like, dating multiple men, naturally people assume that you're probably going to then be having sex with them. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, wow, you can't like just jump around from man to man, because what will that look like? You know what I'm saying? And then also too, there was also this feeling of me, as it pertains to you at the time, feeling like, man, if I was to not be with DeVal right now, and I tell him, you know what, you want to date other people, I'm going to date other people. At that point, I feel like even if we were to revisit being together later mm-hmm. on, you'd probably feel like, damn, this time that we've spent apart, you might have been with other men. And even though we decided that we weren't going to disclose that, being mm-hmm. on a break with each other, like you do you and I'll do me, and then we won't have to discuss that because that's going to be our off time, that mm-hmm. that's for us. I feel like there still would have been this question in your mind, like, damn, you know, I don't know who Kadeen has potentially been with, or how many people Kadeen has potentially been with, and if that was going to then skew your decision to pick back up where things left off, or for us to potentially be together moving forward. There right. was also the fear in me that, damn, somebody might be out there home with DeVal better than I can hoe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Meaning, if we were talking about
but just you sex did say to me that you was fine with me going to talk to other people, though.
Yeah, at that point, I felt like I was fine, and I was talking out of both sides of my mouth. I will say that, because it was like
very confusing.
In one breath, I felt like, damn, I don't want to keep you here as a hostage either, mm-hmm. and make you feel like you are obligated to be here and then be unhappy. Mm-hmm. Because to be honest, we both met each other at a space in our lives where we did not want to necessarily be with another person solely. Right. You had just gotten to college.
Yeah,
I was also
a boyfriend,
right? And I was starting my second year of college when I transferred to Hofstra.
Right,
coming from, you know, a family background where my parents were, you know, pretty strict, and I wasn't able to go out and do anything or just have fun and, mm-hmm. and date and party and things like that. So I was looking forward to that space uh-huh. in my life. And then we met each other literally like my first, like right before my first semester, and then we were just like, damn, this just may be it. So at that point in time, it wasn't for me necessarily about the amount of time I had invested. For me, it was more so about, I really, really am into this person. I love this man. I can foresee a future with him. Do I want to risk all of that by potentially, A, allowing him to potentially meet somebody else who he
but
may
you did let
vibe
me go,
with
you
more?
You did say to me, I can go be with somebody else. Though.
You did say that.
So you
that
was able to risk that.
I risked that. But then also, too, part of me felt like, damn, I really don't, like, I'm nervous. I'm scared that he may just not come back.
All right. Because you were worried that if you were with someone else that I wouldn't take you back.
In part that, or that you would have just moved on.
No, but I'm saying, so you told me it was okay for me to go talk to someone else. Mm-hmm. So you were fine, willing to risk that.
Right.
But you weren't willing to risk you talking to someone else because you were afraid
yes.
that I wouldn't accept you
yes,
back.
Yes, based on the based on my mindset at that time, yes.
Now, the reason why I'm asking these questions mm-hmm. specifically is because of this. I am in favor of whole phases mm-hmm. for women, mm-hmm. right? And I'm gonna say this because, one, I don't think it's necessarily a whole phase, mm-hmm. all right? I don't. We call it a whole phase, which is part of the patriarchy, right?
Yes.
If I'm out there talking to different women, even if I'm having sex or not, I'm sowing my wild oats. As mm-hmm. a man, you're told, get that out of your system, experience what life is like, right? Mm-hmm. For a woman, if she tries to have the same experiences, it's called a whole phase, which automatically has a negative connotation.
Yep.
Whether you're having sex or not, if you're dating multiple men, people automatically assume that you're having sex. It's automatically called the hoe phase, mm-hmm. right? So I'm in favor of a woman having autonomy over her life mm-hmm. and her agency over her body, mm-hmm. right? Because I feel like that's the only way a woman can truly understand what it is to be a partner with someone once it's time to get married.
So that right. she's pretty much explored whatever options that she wanted to explore in whatever shape, form, or fashion that looks like for her. And then she can decide, all right, at this point, I've yes. done all of these things. So now I'm confident in who I am. And I won't necessarily put restrictions on my partner.
That, and also, how could you understand where I'm coming from as a man if I've always had agency over my life and my experiences, if you've well, never yeah. had agency, right? So just think about it for
oh,
a
historically,
second.
No.
Think about it for
like
a second.
Like you said.
Right? When you meet someone young, right, you have certain obligations, right, and you feel trapped, right? That's men and women. We mm-hmm. meet each other young, we're trying to be who the other person wants us to be, we feel trapped. For women feel trapped whether they're in a relationship or not, because society has already dictated that if you date around too much or if you have sex with multiple people, you're a hoe. So in your life, you've automatically been trapped in this idea that I have to save myself for the one person I choose. And once I choose that person, I can't choose somebody else, because if I choose someone else after this one person, then I'm a hoe. So I got to deal with this one person, right? So now that you put all of that women have been trapped with, right? Now that woman becomes a wife. You know what that woman does? Then tries to trap their husband in that same mindset, because that's how they existed their whole life. Mm. And that is why I'm in favor of the whole phase. I'm calling the whole phase, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. But autonomy for women and agency having their bodies, because the only way they can understand the value of having choices is if we give women choices.
Mm-hmm. Because sounds nice.
No, it does sound
sounds
nice.
Sounds nice,
it does
but sound we just nice know that the utopia. Vast majority does not feel that way, because in a patriarchal society, control over a woman's body is essential to maintaining power, right?
Absolutely.
Historically.
Absolutely.
And issues of choice are turned into issues of morality, political pillars, those kind of things, right? And women are taught that their value lies in their purity in the eyes of men.
Yes.
And then that even takes it to, like, though it takes two to tango, the man cannot be responsible for his animalistic desires. So there's, like, two completely different claims being made here. And the idea, in that order, to be desired, women must feed men's egos and satisfy their delusions while still suppressing their own needs and desires.
Yes.
It's created a whole toxic culture between the sexes.
But do you not understand why people struggle in relationships?
Oh, yeah. Because of this.
Because of that. And what I'm saying is that the patriarchy has created it so that women, once you get married, are your property now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't matter what they want or need, because you own her. That's mm-hmm. why she takes your last name.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I don't want a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't thrive in a relationship where I want to tell my wife what it is. Mm-hmm. I want to live in a relationship where my wife chose me the same way I chose her, because I know sexually, and this is why it's important for, that's why even the whole phase aspect, sexually,
mm-hmm.
your wife is going to give you a better sexual experience
mm-hmm.
if she is wholeheartedly choosing to be with you in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I'm being selfish. I am absolutely being selfish. I'm not saying this because I want women to feel empowered and all this other stuff, and you know, men need to take control. You know, own up to the patriarchy, and because it sounds nice. I'm saying this because I'm being selfish, and I'm telling you, as a husband, I feel better having sex when we have sex when you've chosen to have sex in that moment. The sex is just better.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When you're obligated to have sex, the sex is terrible. So for me, it's like, you know what? Thinking over years, if Kadeem ever had a whole phase
mm-hmm.
where she went out and had agency over her life,
mm-hmm.
right? And say we didn't meet at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Say you had your whole phase before we met. Say we met at 25.
Mm-hmm.
But from 18 to 25, you dated. Mm-hmm. You were able to be with different guys. I wouldn't know who they were. Or I wouldn't know how many.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've had that opportunity to feel free and mm-hmm. have agency. But now you're choosing to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that when you're choosing to be with me, you're choosing it out of your own free will.
Right.
So now you're enjoying every moment that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me being selfish. I want those moments. I don't want it to be, dang, Kadeem felt trapped her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating since 18.
And then now that we're married and together, she's trapped here too.
She's trapped here too. And she wants to trap me because she's felt trapped.
No, I understand. It's interesting that you said that. I didn't think of it in that way, where you're saying, okay, because I may have felt trapped, or say a woman feels trapped because she was not able to explore all of the options that she had, whether it be just courting, dating, sexual relationships, whatever, it then causing her to then want to entrap the man.
Absolutely.
That she eventually,
absolutely.
And then I guess that resentment can kind of spill over, when the resentment has nothing necessarily to do with your husband in that moment, because he may not have been the guy that you might have met him 2 years ago. And at that point, you know, he had nothing to do with the fact that you were not able to do those things, but now he is now unfortunately having to bear the brunt of it.
Tell me we haven't been
there
before.
That's interesting.
We've talked about sex a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And you've said things to me just like, well, no, you just have to be with me at this point because I'm your wife and that's it. These things you talk about having other options and stuff, like, no, it's a wrap. This is what it is because I'm your wife, you're my husband, right? And I say to you, babe, we have options. Like, and I've always said to you, like, we have options. I don't have to be here the same way you don't have to be here. You've said to me, what options have I had?
Mm-hmm.
My whole life I've had to be this way to be prepared to be a wife. Mm-hmm. So you've never felt like you've had options. You felt like society has put on you that you've had to be as close to a virgin as possible to be acceptable as a wife.
Prim and proper.
So think about it.
That was always
the reason why you feel like me not having options is okay is because you felt like your whole life you've never had options and you learned to live with that.
Right.
But I haven't lived that way. So when someone says to me, I'm taking away your options, it's kind of like, how you could just take away my options? Nobody could take away my options. But I'm not realizing that because I've never existed in that state. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when a white person says they don't understand racism because they're white, that, you know, they have the ability to kind of escape from that because they're not black.
Right. Yeah. I mean, of course, they're so far removed.
You know what I'm saying? They have that privilege.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a thing between men and women. Yeah.
I've had that privilege as a man to be able to do what I want to do and not feel the pressure from society of it. So when I come into a relationship with my wife who has these pressures as a woman, I'm not understanding it. Mm-hmm. And it really made me think, like, you know what? If I had met Kadeen at 25 as opposed to 18, and she went through her quote-unquote whole phase, whether that was multiple partners or just dating more, I feel like you would have been in a more inclined position to say, I'm willing to compromise here on this because I did what I wanted to do. I've had agency. I want to see how we can compromise. Mm-hmm. But when you spent your whole life feeling trapped,
right,
and now we're married, you're like, bro, I've been trapped. So,
well, yeah, it's frowned upon, and especially if you come from a family or that has maybe religious beliefs and stuff like that, you're like holding on to, you know, your virginity until marriage, for example. And then at that point, it becomes a thing where it's like, damn, like my husband is the one person that I've been with, and the argument there may be, oh, this is the one person I've been with, so I can't compare this to anything else. And I can understand that, but also too, as you get older and you're with that one person, and you realize, man, there might have been opportunities for me to then explore more. So it becomes hard because not to say my family was super religious, but they did instill in me
your family
the whole
was religious, though.
Yeah, they were. They were raised that way too. My parents not so much. My grandparents, aunts and uncles, yes, but also raised in that, you know, you're always valuing yourself, valuing your body. And then also too, when I think about it, the whole phase, does that necessarily mean the number of penises you've had? You know what I mean? Mm. Is it just that? Is it just strictly intercourse? I mean, typically when you say a girl's a hoe, it means that historically she's been sleeping with mad people.
But it doesn't have
to be that, right?
No, it doesn't need to be that because the minute you date, right, or start dating, people automatically assume that two people who are dating are having sex.
Right.
Like that's just the world that we live in.
Exactly. Right? In this space
and,
right now.
And it's almost expected.
You don't
that
even
if
have
you're
to
dating,
be dating.
No, yeah. If you're out,
yeah.
It's almost expected. Like, are we going to fuck?
Right.
Like that's what it is.
And there's the whole casual sex thing that happens nowadays too that is just like.
Right. So, and that's the era we live in now. But it's called a hoe phase, and it has that negative connotation once again because of the control factor. You want women to limit their sexual partners because as a property owner, as a man, I want my woman to only be with me, right? It talked about feeding their delusions and their egos. Mm-hmm. If this woman has only been with me, she can't compare me to nothing. I'm always going to be the best she ever had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if she's with
someone else. Well, yeah, you always hear somebody, oh, she for the streets. She for the streets. That's not a positive thing.
But that's my point.
And I've heard men use those things. I've heard your male friends use that. Nah, I'm not getting with her. She for the streets.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But my thing is, sis, do people have to know that you're for the streets?
There you go.
Or can you hoe silently?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
But
then again, men talk.
Absolutely, men talk. But here's the thing. Is it hoeing if you're not having sex with everybody?
Right.
You can't even get a whole phase because if you go on a date with this person and then go to date with
you
someone else, you already labeled
it. So you might as well accept it. At this point, you know what? We all are.
Well, here's my thing. We're not setting women up to be wives.
Right.
Or be good life partners if we're not giving them agency. Mm-hmm. What you're trying to do is brainwash someone to exist in the space you want them to exist in, and that is not going to make a person happy in their relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I see it. When you're bringing it back to relationship, I completely get it. Let her do what she wants. Let him do what he wants. So when they finally do get with somebody and they want to settle down, then it makes sense.
Don't it make sense?
That they've experienced, they've lived.
Don't it make sense?
Yep. And it's in part too why a lot of people are waiting till later nowadays. I feel like in our generation and the generations to, you know, after us are waiting to settle down. There's not a lot of people getting married in their 20s anymore. If anything, people are waiting until their 30s. People aren't getting married at all. You know what I mean? And that may be in part too because at that point in your life, you kind of feel like you've experienced, you've lived, you've done things, and then you know who you are and what you want and what you don't want.
Well, I think what we have to do is give a little context, kind of like we do with racism, right? Mm-hmm. We got to give context to sexism, right? Mm-hmm. So for white people who don't understand racism, right, they don't understand the pressures black people live with every day existing in America, for example, where the Constitution have deemed them 3/5 of a human being or property, right? So when we walk around, we get policed harder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We don't get access to revenue. We don't get access to things. Those pressures exist on us every single day that white people don't understand or mm-hmm. feel, right? It's the same thing with sexism mm-hmm. in the world, right? There are certain privileges that men have and they're not even privy to because they don't exist in that space. So for a woman, if you dress provocatively, you can be considered a hoe. If you're out at a certain time, you're considered a hoe. If you're seen with a certain guy, you're considered a hoe, mm-hmm. which to me, I think is completely unfair because what we're not allowing women to do is come into their own person. Mm-hmm. So for example, there is, everyone has a sexual being mm-hmm. inside of them, right? Mm-hmm. Women as well. Mm-hmm. Men who want to be in monogamous relationships with women want that woman to understand their sexual beings and be everything to them sexually, right? Mm-hmm. You told this woman her whole life not to be sexual at all, not to engage in anything sexual, but then when you get her, she has to be everything. How does that work? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if we seriously think about that from a practicality standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm in favor of, I'm not even going to say a whole phase, but allowing women, because the whole phase is just so negative.
Yeah.
But allowing women to have autonomy and agency over anything they want to do. Because mm-hmm. it also was just a choice. Mm-hmm. I'm a man. I could have been through a huge whole phase. I just didn't want to do it.
Right.
I want to be monogamous. You know what I'm saying? I value my body. I don't want to share my body with any and everybody. Mm-hmm. I made choices in my life of who I wanted to share my body with at that time. But I wasn't hoeing the way I could have been hoeing. Mm-hmm. And I think that if it's for a woman, she should have the same opportunity.
That's interesting that you said that as a man, you feel like you value your body in a way that, not just even thinking about sharing it with anybody else, but just for you internally, you value yourself and your body yes. so much that you feel like, you know what?
Yes.
I don't want to do these things, or I don't want to be yes. promiscuous because I value myself.
Yes.
Do you think that men think that way often, or is it a thing where, because I've heard of men, you know, when I hear side chatter, when people, you know, guys are talking but they think I ain't listening, nobody listening, some men just be putting it in whatever. I don't know if it's because you also wear your organs on the outside of your body, so it's just kind of like a detachment, whereas with females and women, you know biologically, well, everything is internal.
I mean it's definitely different because of where the organs lie. With a woman, you have more there's more opportunities for you to, one, get pregnant or get a sexually transmitted disease, the more sexual partners you have, because everything is internal.
Right. And right? Men, a lot of times, y'all are silent carriers.
Silent carriers, right. So diseases, yeah. For us, we feel invincible. You know, it's outside. Oh, if I get something, I could just take a shot or get a pill or whatever, and it's good. For women, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. So for men, they're more likely to be like, oh, I'll put on a condom and I'll just smash. Because also, we've been conditioned to feel like that's how you prove your manliness. Mm-hmm. A lot of it just comes down to conditioning. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't really, it comes down to an ideology that mm-hmm. we're taught. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, you watch television. Most of us in the black community watch rap videos, watch R&B videos. If you watch rap videos, it's typically 1-2 men in the videos, a ton of women, mm-hmm. right? And the women are objectified, and the men are like, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, right? But the same men who feel comfortable doing that have a problem with a Cardi B or a Meg Thee Stallion mm-hmm. and the WAP video, because they're like, oh, y'all are glorifying being a hoe, you know what I'm saying? And y'all shouldn't glorify that. To me, it's kind of like, damn, like, how is the woman that you choose for the rest of your life supposed to be that hoe for you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're my wife, right? I'm your husband. When it comes time to things that you want sexually, I want to be able to provide all of those things for you. Mm-hmm. How do I figure that out if I don't explore sexually? You know what I'm saying? How do you figure that out if you don't explore sexually?
I mean, you can explore together, because the kind of, you like can. How we've grown, like, right? Because when we were 18, having sex versus now, mm-hmm. two completely different ends of the
Absolutely.
Spectrum. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But also, two, we're like I said before, we're kind of like that couple that's been together for so long. And, you know, people.
Because we chose, right?
Because we chose that. Whereas there are people who are like well into their 20s and 30s and still exploring and still trying to figure things out, and things don't work out, you know?
That's my point, is the choice.
Yeah.
The point is not even the actual act of having sex with a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. It's the ability to have the choice to say that this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact, right, that I asked that question to mm-hmm. you in college. I said, do you want to see other people, right? Mm-hmm. I knew that you've always been about modesty and mm-hmm. you've always been about being a lady, right? I never wanted you later on in our marriage to be like, I never got a chance to do the things I wanted to do, and now I'm going to take it out on DeVal. Mm-hmm. And I always felt, even as a young man, that that's what happened a lot. That's what happens a lot in marriages. Mm-hmm. Women don't get a chance to explore who they are. And that exploring is even a mental freedom to say, if I wanted to, I can.
I can, right. They don't and won't feel like be judged
have,
for it.
Right. You don't feel like you have that.
You definitely
that.
Don't. No, we don't have that. I don't.
So in turn, what do you
do? Because I too...
Hold on. What, so what do you do? So what do you do when you become a wife, and then what do? You put all of that pressure
on
me. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. And be like, well, I didn't have a chance to do that. So
you see what I'm saying?
I'm still alive. I'm still here.
You see what I'm saying?
You know? Yeah.
So then once you put that on me, now it's defensive. Like, what you mean? Like, you can't stop me from doing what I want to do. That to me is the problem. Mm. It's the problem. When you take people's choices away, and you then you try to date them, they're going to ultimately try to take your choices away. I want to be here because I want to be here. Mm-hmm. I want you to be here because you want to be here. Not because you feel obligated by society's constraints on you as a woman that you have to be here to gain more value. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, that doesn't add anything to our soul ties. That's just you saying, well, I got to be a wife to be considered valuable and I got to stay with DeVal. And then the sex reflects that. Mm-hmm. Because you won't feel that way. I've always wanted you to open up and be like, yo, I want to be with DeVal because I chose to be here. Mm-hmm. The only way we get that from our women is if we allow them to do that.
Right.
And let them make the choice. And some women,
I say, sis, go ahead and do it.
Some women may hoe. Some women may hoe. But right. Some women may just be like, oh, I can't hoe. I still like him though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the point.
Right. Like me, I feel like if I did have the opportunity back in the day, I feel like I would have been the serial monogamous anyway. That just probably. Kind of always wanted to be with
absolutely
one person, or just kind of get, because I feel like there's also a point too where women want to have that whole phase, but we usually are the ones that tend to fall emotionally faster. So you may yes. go into a relationship, or you may meet somebody with this mindset thinking, you know what, we're just gonna have fun, you know, regardless of where you are in your life. Mm-hmm. You could just be a young woman just out there, you know, having a good time. You could be a woman who's newly separated or divorced. You could be any of those things, and just kind of feel like, you know what, I'm not going to get my feelings involved. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to date. I may or may not have sex with somebody. But then the feelings tend to get involved at that point, and then it may escalate into something more. Mm. So I think sometimes women too have to be careful of
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Because I know that probably would have been me. I'd have been like, nah, I'm going to just have fun. And the next thing you know, it's just like, oh, I love you. And then what happens? You know what I mean? And it depends on the agreement that you're coming into these relationships with too.
Absolutely.
You can be coming into a relationship, or you can be meeting somebody saying, putting it on the table, I'm just here to have a good time.
Right.
Whatever that means, however it goes, we're going to go with the flow. We're not going to put any boundaries. We're not going to put any expectations on it, because I think with boundaries and expectations, in addition to the societal pressures, comes all of these restraints.
Absolutely.
So instead of doing that, I kind of feel like, you know, there's levels to it. You could be that person that wants to just have a good time, and then there's no strings attached, and then you move on. Or you're the person that decides like, oh my goodness, this may not be for me, you know, but right. like you said, having the ability to be able to decide that is what we're missing.
It's freeing. Yeah. It's freeing.
And it is.
Yeah. As a man, when you have sex with your wife on the days where she wants to have sex, the sex is 100 times better. When you have sex with your wife on the days where she feels like, oh, I gotta have
this
sex.
This is an obligation.
It's
yeah.
trash.
Yep.
It's trash. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a trash smash. That's what I'm going to label now. It's a trash smash.
Everybody trash hates a smash. Trash smash.
And for me, I feel like we can eliminate the amount of trash smashes mm-hmm. if we allow women, not even allow, because even the word allow, if we empower women.
Empower women. If we empower women. Because we spoke about allow last season
right.
with the girls. If we, ain't nobody allowing nobody do nothing.
If we empower women to, at some point in their life, be open to making a choice of whether they want to be somebody's woman or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you and
she very well
imagine,
may not want to be.
Imagine how many better wives there would be. Right? If the wives who are wives became wives because they chose that wifehood is what they wanted. mm-hmm. as opposed to being obligated to be a wife because they feel like their standard of womanhood was risen because they became a wife. Mm. Think about it. Right?
How many better wives?
So now when you dating someone purposefully as a man and this woman is saying to you, yeah, I'm looking to be a wife. You know she's not saying that because she knows she has to say it because society tells her she has to say it. No, this woman is saying she's looking to be a wife because she wants to be a wife, which means everything that comes with being a wife, she's ready to take on because she made the choice to, not because society pressured her to feel
so
like.
So how are we going to be out here making better husbands? So, better husbands are going to be men who feel like, okay, well, my wife has been traveled, so, or nah?
No. Better husbands would be like this. If I'm empowered as a man to sow my wild oats and live my life the way I want to live my life, not being monogamous, there's women out there who want to do that. Those women aren't being judged. Me as a man, I'm not being judged. Mm. But what if you live that life where there's women who, you know, don't want to be monogamous and y'all are having fun, but it's empty. And a man says, you know what, I want a wife.
Oh, okay. So because then you're looking
now,
for...
But now...
Then you'll be looking for that deficit.
I'm looking for that. I want a wife. I've tried this lifestyle where I have multiple women and I can go in and out of relationships and it was empty. I want to try something more permanent. Now he's making the choice to be permanent and he finds a woman who's making a choice to be permanent. Those people are deliberately making a choice to be with each other without any societal obligations or without any patriarchal restraints or,
and I think
you know
it's
what I'm
safe,
saying?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that there are lanes now in this space and time that we're in. There are lanes for that. I think what's missing, though, is the transparency.
I mean,
for sure. You know what I mean? The facades because of the fear of judgment. The fear of judgment. So it's like a vicious cycle here. You see where we're going with this? It's a vicious
cycle.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because there are lanes for people. There are men and women that just say, you know what? I don't ever think I want to be married. I don't ever think I want to be in a relationship. And those group, that pool of people should get together and have a good time. Exactly. Then you may change your mind years down the line and say, you know what? There is something that I'm searching for that I feel like I could find value in marriage. And I'm willing to be the person to give and to serve. And I'm missing that.
There you go.
Then you get with that group of people. So everybody pick y'all pool. Where y'all at? Where are you going to be? What is your lane?
That's why.
Be transparent about what you're looking for. I think that should be one of the first things up front when you're dating somebody or you're looking to just even have conversation. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying up front, why am I here? What am I looking for?
Absolutely. And it's also safer. Mm-hmm. Like it's safer. Like,
yeah, whatever y'all doing, please do it safely.
Like think about it. If we empower a quote-unquote hoe phase, and I'm going to continue to say that because that's how people relate to it.
Right.
If we empower a hoe phase, right, and there is a pool of women who don't want to be monogamous and they want to have fun. There's a pool of men who don't want to be monogamous and don't want to have fun. And they're being safe collectively and having fun collectively, and they're being transparent. No feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People, and I mean, this is a utopia. Of course, feelings always get hurt because someone may not want someone to be with someone. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you have then the pool of people who had the choice to be there and not be judged, but chose to be in a marriage and not have to feel like I have to live a secret life because I got to be married in order.
Will that then be the elimination? If we were living in this utopia, the elimination of the side chick and the side dude?
I honestly feel like it would be eliminated because you wouldn't need us. If you don't want to get married, right, and you won't get judged for not getting married, whether you're a woman or a man, and you can live your life in a polyamorous or a polygamous situation, there's no need to lie and have a side chick or a side dude. I can live there and not be judged. If there's a woman, for example, and I'm going to use women as an example. A lot of women, there are some women who have higher sex drives than men, right? Mm-hmm. But because of the patriarchy, those women are considered sexual deviants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they hoes, they have a high sex drive, something's wrong with them. Those women feel shamed because no one man can please them sexually. Right. So they feel shame. So you know what happens? They get with a guy. They try to find a guy that can please them. And when that guy can't reach that level, then they feel like, damn, I got to go find something else. Because once again, you're trying to protect his ego. You don't want to tell him that he's not pleasing you in every way possible. So you're like, I'm going to protect his ego, but I'm still going to go get what I want out of my life. And then she cheats and she's a cheater. Because she does not have the agency to feel comfortable saying, I want to be with multiple guys, or I don't want to be in a monogamous relationship. Because the minute a woman says that, she's labeled a hoe. Mm-hmm. And her value has decreased. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's unfair, and it's showing the flaws in humanity by saying that everyone has to live under this type of lifestyle in order to be considered okay or successful. And I think that it's failed us.
It has.
Because the divorce rate is over 50%.
I don't think nothing really super positive has come from this patriarchal way of existing.
No, the same way nothing you know, positive has come out of racism. You know, but just like anything else, it's been in play for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to untangle ourselves from something that's embedded in our way of thinking and our way of life. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some time to get out of it. But having conversations.
I was just about to say, I love that we can even have a conversation like this, you know, which is so funny because I'm thinking about different clips from this conversation. I'm just like, oh, Lord, if somebody hears this one little clip, let's hope that people live.
Don't be the type of people that I don't even care. Here's my thing, though.
I was like, listen to the whole episode, though. Y'all get the context.
People ask all the time, how do y'all make it? We've been having these conversations since we were 19, 20 years old.
Since we've been taking rides in my RAV4, you know, from Hofstra to Virginia Beach on, you know, our little vacations and whatnot before vacations were a thing. But yeah, we were talking about a lot of this.
Having this same conversation about you. I wanted you to, I was like, go out and explore. And you said no. And
yeah,
I was learning about you then. You were learning about me. Yeah. But we've been having these conversations for a long time. And I think that's part of the reason why we've had longevity is because I'm constantly trying to understand not only your mindset, but how you got to this point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, for me, it's not only important to understand, you know, what you're thinking. I got to understand why you're thinking it. As my wife, why does my wife think, like, why did my wife think at that point that it was okay to tell me to go out and date other people, but she didn't want to say she wanted to date other people? And then when you hear that, it's like, oh, wow, she didn't think that I would accept her if she dated other people, but she was willing to let me date other people, shows how constraining and stifling that can be for a woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why, and it makes me understand now why is my wife, when we have conversations and I say, and you tell to me, like, I forbid you from doing this. And I'd be like, how the fuck are you going to forbid me? And you look me in my eye and be like, Deval, you're not doing that. And I'm like, how does she feel that she can do that? But I'm realizing you've lived that way.
Oh yeah. Women have lived the life of being told you cannot or should not.
I get it.
Do that.
I get it.
We ain't doing that no more though.
No, we don't.
We ain't doing that no more.
We don't. Like, we seriously don't do that no more. And I think that's what makes us last and work. Like, I honestly feel like you are here because you want to be here. You know that I'm here because I want to be here. And that's what makes it great. That's why I wake up every morning. I can smile. I can rub on your butt. I can kiss you. I can do and say the things that I feel because you choosing to be here. You know, I don't walk on eggshells thinking at any moment Kadeen's going to bounce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
And to close this out, this is one question that I missed that I think is kind of interesting. Like, what is it? I'm asking you this because you're a man. What do you think satisfies? What does it satisfy for men in power to make choices about women's body? Like, what is it about men trying to make these decisions, whether it's, you know, these political leaders saying, you know, abortion is a thing or not? Like, what does it give y'all as men? What kind of satisfaction does it give you as men to say, I have this control over a woman or her body?
So I think that's a loaded question. I don't think that men get satisfaction from just making that decision. What I think happens is men are conditioned the same way women are conditioned to think a certain way, right? And as a young man, you're told, you know, be a leader. You want to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? Women are emotional. They can't think for themselves. You have to think for them. You have to make this decision. That's your woman. So when you're conditioned to think that way as an adult, you feel like that's you take that as truth. You know what I'm saying? You take that as truth and you're like, you know, I'm protecting her from herself. And that's my duty and my obligation as a man to protect her. And you don't realize until you become more aware and you start to speak to women and understand their perspectives, do you realize that everything you've been taught about being a man is not the truth.
Right.
Like, it's not absolute truth.
Right. There's, you know, like the savior mentality that men have with women historically that it's just like, you know, she can't do for herself. So damsel in distress. We're going to have to like save her from herself and her emotional ass self.
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, that makes sense. Just men and women think differently because we're conditioned differently.
Right.
So the same way women feel like men are stupid, mm-hmm. right? Like, think about it. We feel like women are emotional. And we say y'all emotional creatures and y'all can't make decisions.
Yes, y'all do.
No.
You're complex.
I'm not talking about what you think.
Right.
If you speak to women, women say men are dumb. We're dumb. We only think with our little head, not our big head up top. Mm-hmm. That's all women say all the time because they're conditioned to believe that.
Right.
And even in mainstream media, you know, even if you watch shows about families, there's always the dumb dad. You know, it's always the dumb dad. And the person who saves the day typically is the mom. The mom secretly. Because she can't save the day in front of the dad. She has to make the dad feel like he's the hero, but she's the brains behind the operation. Mm-hmm. It's constantly perpetuating that idea, you know, when realistically all it is that we think differently because we've been conditioned differently. Mm-hmm. And if we stop conditioning our young boys and our young girls differently and condition them to the same way of life, they'll have similar thoughts and be able to decide what they want to do for themselves.
And I think reciprocating that level of respect in that stance will then make for a lot of healthier relationships in the long run.
Absolutely.
You know, because it kind of worked for us. Like I allow you and I enjoy that you are the leader and the husband and you are like the head of the household and all that stuff too. But that's not to a deficit with me also being a value to you and the family.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's interesting. Interesting.
I'm all for the whole face.
Yeah,
I really am. Like I implore any dude who's dating a young lady who she feels like she's unsure, empower her to make the choices for herself. And if that's the woman you love, depending on where where you are in your life, you're either going to have to meet her at what she wants and needs or allow her to go find what she wants.
Okay, moment of truth before we got to the moment of truth.
Let me save that for the moment.
All right, moment of truth. Speaking of, you know, we should totally bring Jasmine Sullivan in to talk about hotels.
I'm with it, Jasmine.
Jasmine, are you listening?
Jasmine, you have to come.
Tag her.
You have to come because I want to hear a woman's perspective.
She got to come in because her latest album, Hotels, and then, of course, for karaoke, I horribly sang mascara.
That was terrible.
It was awful.
It was
that bad. Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting that I think her music definitely puts out conversation pieces that we should be talking about.
Absolutely.
So somebody hit up Jasmine's people. Tell her people to call my people and we could be people. All right. Let's take a quick break, y'all. We're going to get into listener letters after we get into some ads. Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Let's say I'm trying to lurk on you, you know, see what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I can stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird. You do that?
Not anymore. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages, so no public feeds. And the money is immediately available to use with Apple Pay.
Babe, did you just send me a dollar on Apple Cash?
I just said our cash isn't content. Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped.
The scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. And get this. Near, yes, Near, the OG that I used for years, has now leveled up. And they have these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. My personal favorite, coconut oil and vitamin E because it's gentle on my skin. And down to the body cream, rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, which is a modern take on indulgent and classic femininity. Okay? It works in as little as 3 minutes, no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving.
Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Y'all, this year is going by so quickly. Can you believe that it's already May? And like I said before, man, I feel like I've just been strapped in this roller coaster of highs and lows. So much has been done so far and so much to accomplish.
That's right, baby. But check this out. When life goes so fast, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. Therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Therapy, it's helpful for helping to create positive boundaries and set coping skills for yourself. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
Exactly. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/deadass today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deadass.
We back. We're listening to letters.
All right.
All right.
You want to go the first? You want to go first? You want me to go first? Okay.
Hi, my name is Mar. What's up, Mar? And I'm from Arkansas. You gave us a name and a location. Now everybody know who you are. We have more than grass fields, I promise. Hi, guys. I'm currently 21 and will be 22 in December. Sagittarius gang.
Gang.
I am a senior in college and I'm graduating in December 2021 with a public administration bachelor's degree. I'm 21. Said that twice. And I have never been in a relationship, never really came close to one, and I'm really confused about why. My friends tell me I am extremely mature for my age, and that's why. And I used to believe that, but as I get older, I'm starting to think it's me. I'm not pretty enough. Does my personality suck? Do I just not have a girlfriend glow about me? I think of myself as very smart, caring, and compassionate. I think having fun, and I like having fun, and I'm very independent. I don't want a boyfriend or anything but a partner in crime and someone to do life with. With graduation quickly approaching, I'm wondering if there is any point in continuing to try and put myself out there, because what do you do when you feel unwanted and undesirable? Help a girl out. What can I do? I love you guys' content and your beautiful family.
Aw, thank you, Mar.
Thank you, Mar.
Oh, Mar. 21.
This is the first thing she said. Don't get caught up in society standards of what beauty is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when she said, am I not pretty enough?
Right.
Does my personality suck? You
first
know.
Of all, people find all sorts of other people beautiful and amazing. So there is no one standard for beauty that you have to fit in order to be desirable by someone else.
Right.
So the first thing I would say is the simple fact that you seem unsure about yourself, that can be undesirable. You know, confidence is the biggest component of beauty.
Oh, absolutely.
In both men and women.
Absolutely.
Someone walks in confident, then you know.
You know, there may be somebody that, in my opinion, like may not be the most attractive, you know, for my style or taste, but might be out there with somebody. You know, it's funny, my mom has this Jamaican saying, and it's a thing where every hoe, but hoe is funny, we're talking about hoes now, but not the hoe as in like a hoe, a hoe as in the garden tool.
The garden hoe, yeah.
Every hoe have it stick a bush, meaning like there's a match for everybody in this world.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. So yeah, I agree in that though. Like confident, whatever you're exuding, usually sometimes is a bigger indicator than your personality, than your looks, than what you do, than how much money you earn. That can be a huge deciding factor.
I have an interesting story to tell. One of my boys, I'm not going to out him, and I'm not going to out his wife, because one of my boys from college, right, he had a certain like thing that was his thing, type of woman, right? Certain type of look that I'm going to marry this is it, right? Meets this girl. Right, walks in with ridiculous confidence, right, and he's just like, bro, something about her. And I'm like, what? He's like, no, like look at how she walked, and when she talks to me, she stares me like into my soul. She's like staring into my soul, and I'm just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? He just, and they end up getting married,
right?
Have kids, right? And he is infatuated and doesn't fit her. Like, she doesn't fit the mold at all into what he thought he wanted in a wife.
Right.
But it's, and it was something about it. And I, when I first saw her, I did say to him, I said, she got crazy sex appeal. Mm. Like, you know, some women are taught to be small. You know, some women are taught to be small to make men feel.
Right. To make themselves small in the room.
This woman is tall. Mm-hmm. She always has her shoulders back and her chin up. And when she speaks to guys, she's I think she's 5'8". Mm-hmm. So she's almost eye level with most guys. And she does stare into your soul. But there is something sexy about it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't dress scantily clad or wear tight clothes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But there's something sexy about her and the way she moves. That is just like, yo, she just mad sexy. Mm-hmm. And the reason, when what we deduced it to, all of us in our group chat, was like, she has a confidence that certain people know, like they know who they are. Mm-hmm. When you meet a woman who knows who she is, it don't matter what she look like, you like, I gotta have her. Mm. And I feel like women need to hear that more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the same could be said for men, because there's on the flip side of that, there's somebody else that we know within our circle of people. And homie be walking in here pulling women, okay? Uh-huh. And I'm like, how? How is he doing it? And then it almost makes you question the women that he's bringing in, like, sis.
Right. Right.
Why?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it may be in part because we know a little bit more about him and the context of it. But just on an aesthetic level, it's kind of just like,
how's his confidence though?
On 1,000.
And that's what it is.
On 1,000.
Because it makes women be like, what is it about him that he walks around with that confidence?
Right. And it's still, that don't take away from me being like, but why though? You know what I mean? But off the bat, if you're approaching somebody with that level of confidence and you're just like, yo,
like, why?
This is
like,
what I have to offer. I'm not sure what it is yet, but see, it's this confidence. You're gonna have this confidence. You're gonna get it.
Here's the advice for Mar. Because what you just said and what I just said. Mar, you need to learn who you are. Embrace who you are. Be confident about who you are. And when you walk into that room, let everybody know that Mar's there. That doesn't mean you're loud. That doesn't mean you have to be boisterous or arrogant. Mm-hmm. But when you have that confidence, it's attractive to people.
Because
one thing I will say that's unattractive, no matter what the girl looks like, right? Slouch shoulders, no eye contact. Mm-hmm. That is unattractive.
Right.
You know, doesn't walk tall. Like, that's completely unattractive.
But like that awkwardness.
That awkward, like, you know. And even those people find someone else who's awkward and they can fall in love. But when you have confidence in who you are, it seems like it attracts more people.
When I stepped to the Val, the day I stepped to him, baby boy, couldn't say no.
It wasn't your confidence.
It was my confidence. No? You don't think it was my confidence when I shot my shot?
It was your booty.
Buckets.
It was a booty. You should have walked. You should have walked up to me backwards.
Granted, I was literally like 40 pounds lighter then. But no,
so if we're going to be honest, we're going to be 100% honest.
Yeah.
When I met Kadeem, she didn't have on a scantily clad dress. She had on a pink flow. No, you had on a pink flowy dress. I couldn't see her figure at all. I didn't know she was holding that under there. But what did intrigue me was you were gorgeous. You had like a beautiful smile. And you came up and you said, Brian and DeVal Ellis. And that confidence to come say my name and come talk to me did intrigue me. Like, yo, like,
this girl been doing her research.
Yeah, I was like, what's up with this one? Like, she, you know, so it really wasn't.
I was like, man, listen, I'm gonna shoot my shot today. If there's one thing I'm gonna take away from this,
yeah, it wasn't your body. It was their confidence, and you looked me in my eye, you smiled, and you were, it was like mesmerizing. Because aww. I mean, it does help.
And
you
reciprocated, and that's when we knew we hit it off.
That was it.
It was a wrap. Mar, good luck, baby girl. Luck, you're 21, and you're still growing into yourself too,
yeah,
as well.
It out.
So you and you were Sagittarius, and that's just what we do, baby girl. Get it together, okay?
Once she start clapping, she feel like
all of that. All right, hey guys. So I'm in need of some dead ass advice. By the way, you two are just the cutest and very much admirable. Oh,
thanks,
sis. Kadeem, please be all up in my business. I love it.
See? She be all up in everybody's business.
But why are y'all acting like I'm trying to be in y'all business? Anyway. okay. So here's the rundown. I'm a 29-year-old female Cancer. Oh, Cancer's my sister's a Cancer. Love y'all.
Emotional.
emo. About 15 years ago, I gave my first love, who's a Sagittarius, my virginity, and we've always stayed in contact. And if we wasn't talking, he was always checking on me. He's a great man and a father to his daughter. I love him, and he has all great qualities for the man I want to settle down with. I'm a single mother, and he's always made it clear that he wants to settle down with me and to make me his wife. But the only, capital only, thing is that he isn't attractive to me physically. He doesn't meet my standards. I very much have a type, quote unquote, as my friends would say. I always tell myself that I would marry him only if I don't find anyone by the age of 35. Who meets my standards in that area, plus everything and more of what he offers and brings to the table. Whoa. So basically a plan B, but
sheesh,
I will not have children with him, even though we both want more children.
Yo, this person, yo.
Okay. What am I to do? I need help. My friends tell me I'm selfish and I need to let him go.
your friends. You have some great friends.
Yes. What if he's my person and I'm just being shallow? I don't know. Please help me. Girl. Well, it goes back to DeVal talking about his friend with confidence, right?
Yes.
DeVal has a friend with confidence.
Yes, I have a friend with confidence.
Okay. And having that friend with confidence then ended up married. Well, no, I'm lying. Not the friend with confidence. You had the friend who had the confident wife.
Yes.
Who at the time may not have fit his puzzle.
His description, yeah.
What he typically would look for.
Right.
But she had all the things, right? She had pretty much everything else.
Yes.
So, girl, I think you're being selfish. I agree with your friends because you're kind of leading this guy on.
Okay.
Not knowing or knowing that you honestly don't, you're not attracted to him. Which is funny because I do have somebody that I know that has said that she wants like an ugly person. Because she feels like if she has an ugly person that treats her right, she don't gotta worry about anybody else wanting him because he's ugly.
Not, but that's not true. He may be ugly to her. Somebody else gonna find that man attractive.
We'll have him stick a bush.
This is my thing, right? She's being selfish for holding on and stringing this man along. But she's not being selfish by saying what she wants.
Right. I agree.
So ultimately, she has to shit or get off the pot. Either you're going to say to this man, you know what, let's do this together, let's work this out, or fuck it, I'm trying to be nice. Yo, she not attracted to him, bro. That's going to be an issue for them.
A major issue.
A major issue. You're not attracted to him, bro. That's not shallow. Everyone wants to be attracted to somebody. Mm-hmm. Right now, meeting someone who you didn't think you would be attracted to and becoming attracted to them is different than knowing you're not attracted to someone and then marrying them because they have all the other qualities. Because then that's going to be an issue, especially in the bedroom, because then she's going to be like, and then she says, we're not going to have no more kids. I don't think he's attractive because she don't want to have kids that look like him. Move on, sis, move on.
That's amazing.
Move on.
She's not gonna have no kids with him because of how he looks. She's worried about his features and children.
Move on,
man. I'm sorry, girl.
Move on. Period. That was easy. So if you'd like to be featured as one of our listener letters, email us at deadassadvice@gmail.com. That's deadassadvice@gmail.com.
Yo, your girl wanted me all in her business. And she gave me all the tea. This is interesting. All right, well, moment of truth time.
Moment of truth.
I forgot what we were talking about. What was today's episode about? That completely...
She completely threw you off.
We're talking about whole phase.
This is my moment of truth about whole phase. The first moment of truth is let's stop calling it a whole phase.
That's fact.
All right?
A
woman having agency and autonomy over her life in any aspect should not have a negative connotation. Period. That is it. And the second aspect to my moment of truth is this. We would all exist in better relationships if we allowed people to have agency over their lives without judgment. Because once that person makes a choice to be with someone else simply because they want to, not because they're obligated by society or the other person, the love in that relationship will be a lot greater the intimacy in that relationship will be a lot greater. The chemistry will be a lot greater.
And
the longevity and the respect will last. And that's how you get happy relationships.
Oh, that's
my moment of truth.
That's good. Well, you kind of stole a little bit of mine, which I meant to say, let's stop holding it a whole phase because of the negative connotation. But if you must hoe, hoe silently. There is no reason that you have to hoe and let everybody know. You see, bars.
Bars.
Y'all already know how I stay with my bars. You don't got to hoe and everybody know.
I like it.
Dead ass.
I like it.
So be sure to find us on social media. Dead Ass the Podcast. Y'all can find me at Kadeen. I am
the poet. And I am DeVal.
Didn't even know it.
And that's at I am DeVal. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
When I start the clapping, make sure you do that.
I love when you make it clap.
Oh.
We out.
I make it clap.
Dead ass. About to go into another whole phase. The wife whole phase.
Good thing.
Dead Ass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media at Dead Ass the Podcast and never miss a thing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.